Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
A bloodbath in North Hollywood. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
This is the gunman after he came out of the bank. This is the first of two gunmen that shot it out with police. And we're showing you this again to give you an idea of the type of firefight that took place about 9:50 this morning.
So whenever I can, I like to bring us back to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. The mother country.
This is, you know, the center of the universe, right?
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
That's what everyone thinks, right?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. And then even to be more specific, Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. What if I take us to North Hollywood?
Deep Valley, NoHo.
Yeah, so it's interesting, probably because you, like, for maybe people are not familiar with the territories of Los mm-hmm. Angeles. You're like, well, Hollywood's amazing. North of Hollywood? It has Hollywood in the name.
Yeah.
Gotta be great.
A lot of places. There's East Hollywood.
Yeah, West Hollywood.
West Hollywood. North Hollywood, which is... It has fancied itself an arts district of sorts.
Yeah.
But there's too many sizzlers there.
Yeah. I've actually thought about living in North Hollywood. You don't like it?
I mean, I like it more than a lot of places. I am such a LA snob.
You're very East Side, though.
I am very East Side.
Me, I can go easily. Would love to go to like Studio City.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, I would love it.
You're not a divorcee. Who is a studio development exec?
Yeah. I know, but
Studio City is actually very nice.
It's all great.
Mm-hmm. Temperate.
But North Hollywood, I mean, it's got its, you know.
Yeah.
It's got its charms.
It's got its improv theaters. Mm-hmm. No, actually, North Hollywood in the Valley, I would live there.
It's really really built it up. But mm-hmm. what if I took us back to 1997? Mm. And what if I told you I was going to, or we are going to take people to one of, if not the most infamous and like long and violent like shootouts in American history? Forget about the Wild Wild West.
Nondescript tiki bar laden North Hollywood?
Yeah. You know, so I'm infatuated with maps, so I was actually looking for the locations, and it was actually Ooh. Hard to get an address for some reason, because it did cover like a block, mm-hmm. so to speak, but I thought this is really on the border of Van Nuys, but it's not. It's actually mm-hmm. in North Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
It's not near the Arts District. It's, I think it is, I can't remember the cross streets of, is it Laurel? And Van Owen or something like that. It's mm-hmm. up there.
Oh, yeah.
It's Victory or okay. one of the cross streets.
That was pretty close to there today.
Yeah. It's and there's a Bank of America there. It was, you know, national news.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I was always familiar with. Mm-hmm. And you know,
and this okay, just to put this yeah. in a context too, 97. So 92 were the riots.
Mm-hmm.
The LA riots. So the everything was still up in arms. We had OJ happening. Mm-hmm.
A lot of right after that, Biggie and Tupac, and like that was definitely
LA was around, really like
still like
teeth grit. Yeah, look over your shoulder. What's going on? Yeah. Holy shit!
Yeah, so and it was you know about a little less than 10 years before I moved here.
Yeah.
But my wife Michelle, she lived in the Valley during that time.
Did she? Did you get a clip from her?
No, she. I don't know if she. She was kind of familiar with this, but she wasn't.
Really?
Yeah, she wasn't. She was in. If we ever talk about the Northridge earthquake, which is one of the big ones, she was in that.
Oh, we should talk to her. I mean, I think she was in. Wondering. Yeah, who she is
was
Michelle.
Yeah, she is. She was. There's a pretty kind of harrowing story about her. She was displaced in the Northridge earthquake of 1994 was huge. And maybe we'll do something on that.
Yeah.
Because we could probably get a demolished house to come on and talk to us for a little bit.
Yeah. Like, a demolition. I'll give them directions to my apartment.
Okay, yeah, yeah. we're going to spend a little time not just north of Tinseltown.
North of Tinseltown, flat.
Yeah.
Deep NoHo. 10 degrees warmer than the rest of LA.
Yeah. But before we go there, we just recorded a couple of episodes for our Patreon.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was fun. It was a good time.
Two bonus episodes a month.
And very different. Kind of fun, off the cuff. Yeah. You're going to love them.
Loose, fun, tight though. Loose, fun, and tight.
You're going to have no complaints.
No complaints. Except for the content and delivery and what it is.
Yeah. Production, content, delivery, our moods.
Our point of view.
Exactly. The way we speak.
Agenda, all of it. Except for that, you're going to love it. Patreon.com/ghosttownpod. It's like $2 a month. And you know, if it's not like if you just say you donated now, you get access to all that good stuff. There's probably 8 episodes waiting for you.
Yeah.
Calling your name.
They're just sitting there. They're like freshly baked pies on the ledge. Yeah. They're getting cold, baby.
Yeah, they're getting cold. Unless you like cold pie, then they're getting hot. If you like hot pie, then they're getting cold. So I was always familiar with this because remember, like, when I watched the movie. You remember the movie Heat?
Yeah, I do.
And I always kind of wondered, like, if it was, I always heard a connection kind of made, because that was in 95, and this was 97. And the shootouts in Heat, like, the sound and was cinematically, I'm not like a huge cinema person, but I really, I'm vaguely familiar. Mm-hmm. Like, that was just a very almost like realistic, gritty, loud.
Yeah.
And this was kind of somewhat comparable to that. And I think they made a couple of movies, like 44 minutes, because the length of the shootout was 44 minutes.
Whoa.
Which is kind of like, now I'm sure there's battles, you know, in war that might last 40. But imagine 44 minutes of guns just, automatic weapons just going off for 44 minutes straight, essentially, in North Hollywood.
Yeah.
On Victory or Van Owen or whatever.
Exactly. This is a very echoey city.
Yeah.
There's mountains all around us. Like, sound carries.
Yeah. And just the fact that like, is an unfortunate historic event so close to us and close in proximity. The 90s are just, a very, like, I wasn't here. Mm-hmm. But it's just one of those things where LA was just so, you know, really topsy-turvy. And probably people, if you're listening and, you know, a lot of people we know are not from LA.
Yeah. But if you were, we'd love to hear about your experience at this point. 97?
97,
even, like, honestly, like, the 90s in LA, we'd love to get some testimonials.
Yeah. Just, if we do an episode, if we do an episode on the LA riots, which is, it's a lot. That's something we're not going to just do an episode on the LA riots.
Yeah. It's like different pieces. Well, I have family here, and one of them is a public defender. Okay. I should ask him when we need some of his.
So who did you unfairly lock up?
Yeah.
Rebecca's relative.
Exactly.
You suit.
Unfairly, fairly, who knows?
Who knows?
I don't know. Do you know?
No, I
Why
don't
am
know.
I here? Can I have some money?
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't know. But here's a little, give you a little frame of reference. At 10:01 a.m., February 28th, 1997, a shootout between two heavily armed bank robbers and LAPD officers clashed, and it came to an end after more than 2,000 rounds were fired.
Whoa. 2,000 rounds.
2,000 over 44 minutes, about.
Wow.
You know, it's a lot. I heard somebody got shot. Mm-hmm. I imagine, but literally yeah. across the street from me at that Del Taco.
Yeah, yeah. I was almost gonna go there to eat today.
I heard one shot, mm-hmm. and I was like, "Let me. If I times this by 2,000 over 44 minutes, mm-hmm. I mean, it's
jarring.
It's very, very jarring.
So wait, how did this all start?
So about just to give you a little context, I was just curious. Mm-hmm. About 1,100 of them by the bank robbers and 650 by the police, mm-hmm. and it's considered one of the most infamous and bloodiest shootouts in U.S. history.
Okay,
and U.S. history with shootouts, like you think, like you know, Billy the Kid,
mm-hmm.
Billy the Adult, because he eventually grew up and got his act together.
I don't think
in
that
my
happened.
Version,
no.
yeah,
I think he
died. Was it Ford? What's the guy's name that they finally got him? The other something the Ford,
something, yeah.
I forget. I'm not super like good Western, yeah.
History.
Not Whitey Ford, the album by Everlast. Remember that? Or House of Pain.
Yeah.
Something of Whitey Ford. Not mm-hmm. definitely not that. Larry Phillips and Emil. I'm gonna say it's Mata Serrano, but it's
that's a pretty sweet name.
I mean, that's
Mata Serrano.
Yeah, they have been planning a robbery of the Bank of America, North Hollywood, for months. So this was. A plan, and they were career bank robbers.
Okay, God, in the 90s, you could still be a career bank robber.
They started, I think, back in the 80s. Like, I think they were kind of going back.
Yeah,
you know, and
I keep thinking about the Fire documentary. So when you say this, yeah. Everyone's corrupt.
Yeah, everything is. No one's to be trusted.
Everyone's
corrupt.
Taking everyone for a ride. Everyone's trying to cheat the system.
They were career bank robbers, and I think about how we in movies and mm-hmm. in entertainment, like bank robbers, it's like a very sexy thing.
Yeah,
like bank robbers, like getting on a stagecoach or bank robbers, because you don't really. It's not necessarily bank robbers where you know people are getting. It's just kind of like just give us the money, no one gets.
Yeah,
hurt,
well, I always feel like the narrative for bank robbers too are like, God, one last hit. Like,
yeah,
I don't want to do this anymore, but I'm really good at it. You know, I got
to
do it.
I want to do a movie. I was like, I want this to be the first of 70.
Yay, first hits.
Yes,
can we call it first hits?
And they're like, and even
Sharon Stone.
Yeah, I think people might be like, Listen, I want to rob some banks too, but I was like, we're not going to make it to 70 of these.
Why do we need that much money if you succeed at this?
Yeah, I don't know. I just picked 70. He's like, well, don't pick it arbitrarily. They initially met at the Venice Beach Gold's Gym. Oh, we're going to go a little out to Venice.
Muscle Beach, baby?
Yeah, there's some muscle.
Pumping some iron, and they were like, God, if only we had a lot of money around us.
Yeah, so that was, they met there in 89, and I'm sure... Mm. I mean, 89, Venice Beach.
Also, who makes friends at the gym? You psychopath.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
It's like, you want some steroids? Sure.
Gold's gym.
Wouldn't it be better if we could just, like, rob a bank and be able to buy all the steroids we wanted, you know?
Yeah.
For the whole time, they've been accumulating a stockpile of body armor, weapons, ammunition, which could sustain them through an hour-long shootout.
Wow.
Imagine kind of, like, knowing, like, this will last us about an hour.
Yeah.
Because after an hour, it's going to go one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
There's no kind of like, well, let's see what happens. It's you're going to win or you're going to lose. So they arrived at the bank at 9:17 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
They each, you're going to might like this part. Cause I know you were looking
it's
to push some, push some pills.
Parking?
You were looking to push some pills.
I'm always looking to push
pills.
Push some pills.
Yeah. They each took muscle relaxers to calm their nerves.
Oh, fuck. You gotta be chill. What are you gonna tense up during a bank robbery? That's good for nobody.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, it's kind of.
Wait, why would you do that? For real? Like, you want to be tense. You want all of your reflexes to be at their full potential. Just take a bunch of muscle relaxers?
Yeah, I figured, don't you? But, I mean, maybe the cortisol levels, maybe it just balances out so you're, like,
normal.
Stable.
You're like,
yeah, you're not just, like, freaking
like
out.
That seems like a bad idea. Bank robbery
101. And they synchronize their watches, which actually...
Good, good, good. Important.
Before entering the bank. They entered the bank, ordered everyone to get on the floor, open fire into the ceiling. Just like, you know, you'd see
normal,
in a movie.
Normal,
yeah.
Wearing a mask.
Intimidated the customers. Phillips and Mastrano began shooting at the bulletproof door that gave access to the bank tellers in the vault.
Mm-hmm.
It was only made to withstand smaller caliber ammunition, broke open after a few shots from their modified Type 56 rifles. Yeah.
Make better, like, bulletproof glass, plastic?
Well, yeah, I think...
A couple shots?
I think in at that time, I think this occurrence is, we'll find out, is where, what where the LAPD was like, we need to upgrade to automatic weapons. Okay, so this was kind of, yeah, this was kind of the thing where it's like, we need to break out the hardware, as they say. And they began shooting at the door. The men forced the tellers to fill their bags with money from the safe. The robbers realized there was less money than expected because of a change in the bank delivery schedule. Typical.
Bad timing.
Matt Serrano became so enraged that he emptied a 75 round drum magazine to the vault, destroying the rest of the money. So he was so mad there wasn't enough money that he shot the rest of the money. He shot the money.
I blame this in the muscle relaxers.
Or it's like, take more.
Even keel. Come on.
So they were only able to obtain $303,000 rather than the $750,000 they were hoping to get.
That's not even that much money.
No.
Like, for all of this?
We get that doing this podcast. Yeah. Per day.
We get per minute.
Per diem.
Per D.
Yeah, per D.
Never.
Yeah, per never. It's like a negative. We get to the negative.
We pay money to do this.
So here's a couple interesting facts that I found along the way. They filled a jam jar up with gasoline.
Oh, that's adorable.
A mason jar, because they are artisanal. And then they went and sold it at
the farmer's market.
And they saved it because eventually, like, we're going to set this car on fire to, like, destroy evidence. Mm-hmm. So imagine just having, like, a little jar of gasoline, which maybe you think looks like you peed in it.
Yeah, exactly.
To set everything on fire.
Smelly and gross.
Phillips wore roughly 40 pounds of equipment type. It's 111A bulletproof vest and groin guard, a load-bearing vest. Mm-hmm. And if you're out there and you're like a kind of a gun and military aficionado, or, you know, I'm not like an expert in it.
Yeah, although I will say that with the gasoline, you haven't told me how it ends or anything. Yeah. But Not well? They don't get money and live really on an island. Calm lives.
Yeah, yeah. Less relaxed. And they're like, let's donate 10%. Yeah. No, not how that ends.
Just somebody's yoga Patreon.
Yeah.
No. So my boss started Mythbusters. And so we were talking about like stuff that like really people like just don't get. And she's like, it's actually really hard to start oil and lighter fluid on fire. Like, it's really hard to do it. Like, you can't get it. It's like you have to.
It's not
to
like
when
the movies where they light like a Molotov cocktail.
Exactly. Like when you drive off a cliff, your car doesn't explode kind of thing. So I'm like thinking about this and I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Here we go.
And then he was, we're going to go what he was wearing. This is his, you know, his fashion, I guess. A load bearing vest and multiple military pouches for ammunition, several pieces of homemade body armor. I mean, he's like, what are we doing? Let's make it ourselves.
It's like, what's that place where you go in the desert and you're like, it's like, you know, grunge, like steampunk wasteland.
It's like that. It's Mad Max.
Yeah.
Spare vest covering his shins, thighs, and forearms. So he was like, almost looked like a, like a hockey player.
Tin man from hell.
Yeah. And Matas Aranu. He only wore the bulletproof vest, but included a metal trauma plate to protect vital organs, which are probably most of them if you're getting shot, right?
Yeah,
relatively vital.
No, I mean, also, it's just like what must they have looked like walking in there and then shooting up the money?
Yeah.
With all this like homemade shit all over.
Yeah.
This is the 90s.
I feel like they almost were like, oh.
It feels like a buddy comedy.
Yeah. Do we want to get away with this? Or if we're not going to get away with this, we want to survive as long as possible, not getting away with it.
Yeah.
Tuna
can armor.
Yeah. It was. Oh, and they had a watch sewn onto the back of one of their gloves.
Oh.
So they were like, no Apple Watches. So,
no,
you know what I mean?
But like, they already synchronized their own.
Yeah.
What is going on here?
In order to monitor the timing before entering, they took. Phenobarbital, which is luminol. Mm-hmm. You're like, yum, 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 yum. You're like, can I join? I just want some free luminol. But it was actually prescribed to Mata Serrano, so it was actually legit.
That was the one legit thing.
That was the one legit thing.
He got his prescription for luminol under appropriate and legal circumstances.
Yeah. I think now's a good time to take what I like to call
a brioche.
Brioche. Is that good? We can take a brioche.
Okay.
All right. We're back. Mm-hmm. We're back. We're in it. We're going to get into this. So the plan was obviously was falling apart, right?
Yeah, like, it was not.
It was not working out.
This, it was no bueno.
No, it was no good. And the adrenaline partnered with the intense stress led them both to unravel. Mm-hmm. They were not raveled in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, they sound like two kind of like...
They met at a fucking Gold's Gym.
Yeah.
Nothing good comes out of a partnership that starts at a gym.
No, I mean, I know you're out there. You're like, I met my girlfriend there. I met my boy. I met my friend. I met my
business partner.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's all going to blow up in your face.
Yeah.
You're going to shoot the money version of whatever you found.
Unless it's an Equinox and you're probably going to be in love forever.
Yeah, they just smell so good. You're going to be like hot, tight bodies, like cool, like fluffy towels.
Cool, hot, tight, loose, but tight and hot.
Yeah, Kanye, Yeezys.
So the plan is falling apart. Mm-hmm. And the two police officers on patrol saw them enter the bank wearing ski masks and body armor. They're like, okay.
Yeah.
We know what's happening.
They're like, we know who to target.
Yeah. Military grade rifles. Sure. Mm-hmm. They called in for backup, which responded within minutes and surrounded the bank. So this is huge.
Yeah.
Tons of media coverage. And these, you know, North Hollywood is, I think it's a little more spread out than maybe like a congested like New York City or even like Hollywood in general.
No, it's actually very suburban. Like you can park pretty well.
Yeah. But there's a lot of businesses.
Room to grow.
There. Yes, there's actually a pretty great photo of a guy eating at the Baskin Robbins a few days later, right in front of a bullet hole.
Really?
It's a really cool picture.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's not a cool
Insta?
Picture. Yeah, it's that'll be on Ghost Town Pod. I think he got some Rocky. He got Rocky Road. And he was like, you know what? One scoop is fine. I went on a whole deep dive in this guy. Yeah, no whipped cream.
You know the guy's whole story is he's gonna come speak actually at our first live show.
Yeah, the guy who was there eating ice cream a few days later.
We are hard-hitting journalists,
investigative.
We do this right.
He probably figured he was like, listen, I'm not gonna. How can I go and get a triple scoop with, you know,
with
I'm going to get sprinkles on it now.
With all this
I'm
going to
go straight
happening.
Up Rocky Road, get off my back. So it's a pretty great picture, though. I'll post it on the Instagram, which is Ghost Town Pod. It's a, I like to remind people where they can find it. So the police ordered the men to drop their weapons and surrender.
Uh-huh.
Spoiler alert. They were like, no, we're not going to do that.
And everyone's like. I can imagine the people on the floor who are just like, Jesus fucking Christ.
I mean, they shot the money. What makes you
think what else is next?
Yeah. So they were kind of figured, they're like, there's no way out. I don't know how they thought there were going to be a way out because, it, like I said, it's big and broad enough that it's easy to get surrounded. I mean, I was watching, I was looking at maps, I was watching videos of the actual process, and it's just so you know what I mean? Sometimes when you see a bank robbery, everything's so enclosed and they get out through the secret way. There is no secret way. It's like strip malls and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And Bank of America's are, I mean, they're big. They're big, long banks. You know what I mean? They're, it's with big parking lots. So they didn't see any way out. So they just started shooting. And they were so heavily armored. It was, they couldn't, they didn't show up there with, like I say, the hardware. They showed up there with, you know, whatever. Glocks or whatever the standard the
like
gun was then.
Yeah, clocks sewn into their clothes, synchronized into their like ravioli, like washed out ravioli tins.
Yeah, I mean
they're like living mobiles.
I mean they were like, we could sell this on Etsy, and they're like, no, let's just wear it. And did you even forget? Would you forget about the jam jar of gasoline? You probably
did.
You
actually did forget.
Well, you shouldn't.
What happened
have.
To that?
It's very important later because that jar
God,
testified against them in court.
Surprise witness! Yep. The gym leader comes in with a trench coat and some sunglasses, like goes to the stand. Everyone's like, "What?
Yeah.
Is this?
Yep."
And the gym leader can't look at anybody, and they can't look at the jam jar.
Yeah, the jam jar testified.
God, I hope nobody died of this because we were making fun of it.
People did die, but people lived.
Okay.
Besides us. They only had, they had Beretta M9 FS 9mm handguns and S&W model 1538 revolvers. So it's like, you know, bang, bang. And they're just like,
whoa.
Yeah, they got machine guns. And about 9:52 a.m., Phillips and Matasaran, who they split up, Phillips took cover behind a truck and continued to fire his rifle at police until it jammed. Again, very like what you see, because you know in a movie it's like we need a break, like
yeah,
I need a break of for whatever reason for things to move forward, yeah. So my gun is going to jam.
Yeah.
Then he pulled out his Beretta, started to shoot out the police. He kept shooting until an officer managed to shoot him in the hand. Larry Phillips realized there was no hope for him, so he took his Beretta to his chin and killed himself.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And Mata Serrano tried to escape by hijacking a civilian's Jeep. The owner of the Jeep quickly removed the keys from it before Mata Serrano could get in. Mata Serrano got out of the Jeep to take cover from the police officers. SWAT members started shooting below the car and hit Mata Serrano's unprotected legs. So he had every, you know what I mean? There's a lot of body armor.
The guy in the Jeep was just like, you know, the keys.
And he's like, no, there's no keys. And he's like, what are you going to, I mean, there's like nothing. He was just like, no.
He just like looked at each other.
There's no way, just from looking at this, I think even if he got it, like he would, I don't know what he would have to drive over, but there's no going anywhere.
Yeah.
Even though, this yeah, the police done. Had
this is it.
There's more police officers than them, and there's more cop cars than them. And there's just traffic in general, and they would never run a red light.
Yeah.
Not these guys.
Not these guys.
They wouldn't do it.
Play by the book, baby.
Yeah.
Got those prescriptions were legit.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened. They just held up the prescription and they go, it's legitimate. And then the cops just left. No,
his hand was gone.
Yeah. His hand's like, oh, well.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, there were no fatalities except for the robbers. Though 18 people were injured. There was, there's just a lot of gunfire, a lot of businesses around. After the incident, the LAPD realized that their 9mm weren't going to suffice if a similar circumstance. Luckily, there's not a ton of that happening, you know, all the time. It's been, you know, 20 plus years since that happened, and this is still, you know, the biggest, if not the biggest, one of the biggest, not the biggest.
I mean, this is completely insane.
Yeah. They received 600 M16 military rifles from the Pentagon. They were just like,
Jesus.
I mean, but you don't know. I mean, look, after 9/11, it was like, they weren't like, well, let's just, the next week, like whatever, everything was bumped up. So this kind of changed the game.
Wow.
You know, we talk a lot. I mean, you know, people talk a lot about gun laws and, you know, and now we're, you know, we're 20 something years later. And, you know, obviously, you know, we're, I mean, we're, you know, I mean, we're, I mean, I liberal minded about guns. I'm not a huge gun person, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I was like, where's this going?
No, I'm not a huge gun person.
Uh-huh.
Even though I did shoot a gun, I've shot a gun, but I shot a gun recently down in Florida.
Yeah, make you feel like a man?
Not when there was a girl next to me about 15 years old shooting like a hand cannon and scared the crap out of me. And she was like, bang. I honestly was so terrified.
Yeah.
I'm just not a big gun person. You know what I mean? And I believe in very, very sensible gun laws. I'll say that. That's just me being like as diplomatic as possible.
Yeah, because I say put them all in a barrel and burn that. Like we don't deserve them anymore.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody. I learned how to shoot a gun in Alaska.
Yeah.
For self defense by a 10-year-old. And the 10-year-old
was a 10-year-old. You're not polar bear.
Dude, like an old
that you
like
sold
a very old polar bear.
And you sold cigarettes to this polar bear.
He needs something for that knowledge.
Yeah. So, but I mean, this is you know. The point it's just what you can't help but think about.
Yeah.
When you know we had the discussion, it's you know in 20 years ago what was the discussion? Now it's 20 years later.
Yeah, but it's like LA's collective butthole was clenched for like 20 years.
Yeah.
And like we gotta chill out. We gotta feel safe.
Yeah.
Like what can we do to do that? And I like that you said before how you know the bulletproof glass is now different and like things are different and like hopefully this will never happen again.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, I guess like the moral of the story is like the Valley, don't live there.
I love the Valley. My in-laws are in the Valley. There's a lot of cool, like, I mean, they made, you know, I don't know if they still do. They made, pornographic movies in the Valley.
Yeah.
Like, I love that 80s Valley, like Valley Girl and the mall and all those movies and stuff like that. I love
like
all
hot
that.
And like chintzy and like
cruising.
Uh-huh.
I love
and
it.
And then the mass shootouts.
Yeah, that was probably one of the really, really big things. That's not really deep in the Valley. North Hollywood was the Valley, but it's not deep.
No, it's not Deep Valley.
Yeah.
Deep Valley is like Sunland and beyond.
Yeah.
I think. The Valley is, if you don't know the Valley too, it is a very large space.
Yeah. But a lot of celebrities, you know, live there, or at least they did at some point, at, you know, Encino, and like they would go live, you know.
I guess so.
Yeah. I've heard some history because my My wife and her mother's been in the business for a long mm-hmm. time, so they always know. You know,
what does mom do?
She works. I won't get too deep in it, but she works for. She's worked for a talent agency for 20 something years. Yeah, so she's, you know, pretty. And Michelle is just only from living there, so she, you know, she just has the, you know, knows.
Yeah.
You know, she, I told my mother
move to the valley someday and get like a nice.
I actually want to. She doesn't. She doesn't want to go back to the valley. This is a house. You know.
Yeah. I hear that.
But my wife, she went to. I was telling my mother, Michelle went to high school with Rami Malek.
How about that?
Yeah. I don't know what happened to him, but my wife got married to me. So
everyone forgot him.
No one's gonna forget her. But yeah, so I mean, it did, you know, kind of like this thing, you know, was like you realize that despite what you think about guns, you can't have if the police have pea shooters,
yeah.
and everyone else has like, you know, military grade artillery,
yeah, AK-15s. Yeah, it's like what are we doing here?
You can't. So that's very understandable. And 1 year after the incident occurred, 19 LAPD police officers received medals of valor and were invited to meet, President Clinton. So we're going back there. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And, it was, you know, there was some injuries, but, it was regarded as success, who were, you know, they were outgunned, but managed to prevent any civilian or officer fatalities. So, I mean, I guess
that's good.
It really seemed like these guys, even though they were relatively nuts.
Okay, so I don't feel that bad for making fun of shit, because really the only people who died are the perps.
Yeah, the perps. And they seem kind of out there, but I guess they theoretically could have taken people hostage. But I think they were like, we just want to get out of here with the money. We got the money, and the longer we stay here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more nuanced information out there. I just, you know, I just wanted to kind of because I've always been very interested in this. Mm-hmm. And
this is very interesting.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, this little piece of like LA history that happened at a Bank of America. And it's, you know, for the, you know, when
I wonder if we can get a statement from Bank of America about it.
I mean, I don't know, 20 years later.
Kinda, yeah. Someone's got to know
I'm
something.
I'm sure they've made an official statement.
Yeah. Maybe we'll try to dig that up.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you're somebody who's like, oh, I remember that, please.
Yeah, oh my God, please.
Email us.
Ghosttownpod at Gmail.
Yeah.
Please email us. We are thirsty for stories.
Yeah, we're thirsty for stories. And, you know, we got that Patreon going. Check it out.
That's going.
Patreon.com/ghosttownpod if you want to hear some more stuff. Mm-hmm. I always throw a couple of picks up on there before we put up an episode, too, just for, like, fun.
Yeah, you know just like a tease.
Ooh.
What's that all about?
Yeah. Huh? And then we're going to give away one jam jar of gasoline to the
only
winner.
One.
Yeah.
We've got the super secret boxes coming out. With we got a jam jar in the mail.
But it's the famous one that testified.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah, I got
you,
it.
You buried the lead on that.
I got it.
snatched it out of some kind of bin of evidence.
I got it on Poshmark.